Vayter and Shasper and Daf Samach Aleph, picking up on Samach Mabez by the bottom of the page. Very last line, Tanya V'chein Hayu Rishon Ben Yochai Omer. Beep, turn the page, Samach Aleph. Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim Einon Mitamin Ba'ohel. Someone's a mile over them, they're not going to become Tamei from that. We're going to see in a minute, the Gemara is going to ask a series of questions, and just don't get confused when one of them goes, what do you mean? But we see you are mitame by touching them. The Gemara is going to say shkoyat, because you're letting, it's true, by touching them become tame, but not being mile over them. For first, let's take the ones that make a little more sense straightforward. Kivit kuchav minim mitame ba'ol, shenem as a pasuk says, v'atein tzoni tzon marisi adam atem. You know, you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are adam. This is talking about in Yechezkel about the Jewish people. We are called Adam. What does that mean? Atem kurim Adam. Veino de kachavim kurim Adam. You're called man, but the goyim are not called man. So when it says Adam ki yamis ba'ohel, as the pasuk says, Rashi brings out Atem kurim Adam begabi tumos ohel. It says Adam ki yamis ba'ohel. So you see, it only applies to a Jew and not to a guy. May say, for example, is that really true? We know the pasuk says v'nefesh Adam shisha asa elef. It says that the nefesh Adam was 16,000. That's talking about goyim by the midyanim. So we know clearly they're called Adam. It says no mishum behema, because the rest of the pasuk uses the word behema. So the conscious that we say they're Adam, but it's not that they're Adam generally. It's just Adam the conscious of behema. We have a pasuk in Yonah. It says a shirud yesh. It says about Ninveh that there are more than 120,000 Adam who don't know right from left. And also it finishes by saying, and a lot of animals. So again, we see the same answer. Mishum behema, so we contrast that. Has the Gemara. Okay. Kol horig nefesh v'chol nogeya b'chalol tischatu. Says Rashi, we're talking about over here, b'midyan, kol horig nefesh b'midyan ksiv, u'midabo tumas shiva alma mitzvah. For the fact that I needed to wait 7 days, must be that there's tumah. Says Gemara, dilma iktil chad mi Yisrael. Maybe it's because of one of the Jewish people that died over there, and that's the reason why they have to go ahead and they have to, they have tumah, but not because of the guy. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan that say, they disagree with Shem Bayuchai, and they say that the that non-Jews do are mitame bohel. So what do they do with the fact that it says, why doesn't he like to say the answer? Why don't they like the answer to say that maybe it was a Jew who died? It's the pasuk, because they know that no Jews died. The pasuk says, lo nifkad mimenu ish. The pasuk in that same idea, by that the battle that went on over there, came back and there was nobody that was missing. None of the Yidden had ended up dying. So clearly you can't say that, and it was tumas ohel. How does he explain that pasuk? Of according to him, he says maybe one of the Jews died. He says no, lo nifkad mimenu ish la aveira. What it means is that none of them got taken to go ahead and do an aveira. Oh, Baruch Hashem, right? They tried to go ahead and get them to do the wrong thing, and they held off. Ravina Amari comes and he says that nehi dema'atin hu kram mitamuye be'ol. Another different answer. It's another answer over here. Right, explaining what's pshat Rishon Bayuchai, who says that they have to go and be mitire themselves, even though there's no tumas oel, is like we said in the beginning of this opening over here, like I give the intro. He says it's true that they're not going to become mitami from oel, but d'chsev adam kiyamas ba'ol. It's only adam, and they're not. But mimago masa mimaytukrat, there's a pasuk come along and exclude them from mago masa, from touching bodies or from carrying them. That is not the case. That they are going to be tummy from, and that's what happened over here. They touched, and since they touched, they're tummy.
Zuck the next Heiliga Mishnah. Eris is almana. If you have a coin, it goes that he does Eris in with an almana, which is totally fine. A coin hedge is allowed to do Eris with an almana. Problem is that we know that a coin gadol is not allowed to. So what happens if he gets, if now when it's not Leo's coin gadol, he then becomes a coin gadol. Yichinos, he's allowed to go ahead, he's allowed to finish off the marriage, even though generally a coin gadol is not allowed to marry an almana, but here is an Eris and already he's allowed to. Umaisa, we have a story time, Yoshua ben Gimla, ben Gabala, Shekidesh. It's a Marta Basbaisis. He went ahead and he got engaged to this woman, Marta Basbaisis, who was in Almana. And Umineu Hamelech, Leos Kongolo, the Melech made him to Kongolo, Vikinsa, and then he married her, finished it off. Shemeres Yavam Shenafalufne Koin Hedrit, if you have a Shemeres Yavam that falls, right? We know that Ruvain dies and then he leaves over Shimon. He doesn't leave over Shimon. He leaves over Rachel to Shimon. And now he Shenafalufne Koin Hedrit, Vinistan, Leos Kongolo. Then he gets appointed to become Kongolo. Afal Pisha also, but Maimer, even had he done Maimer already, Harisa Lo Yichlos, you're not allowed to go ahead and finish off that marriage. It does not work by in that state. Rather, what you got to do is you got to do a get to get rid of the Maimer and the Chalitza to get rid of the Yibam, assuming there was Maimer. Okay, Tana Rabbana, Arminayin She'im. Eris is almana. How do we know the case where he says there was his married servant, his man of Leo's going to she's allowed to go and marry her? Talmud Lomer, Yikach Isha. Says Rashi, Talmud Lomer, Besula Me'amav Yikach Isha. The Pusik says, Besula Me'amav Yikach. That's all it had to say. Rashi says, Hi Isha, Le'itzach, Ella, Le'drosh. You don't need the word Isha there, and so, except for darshaning. The darshaning, you go ahead and say that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to go ahead and he's allowed to take a Kohen who's become a Kohen Gadol can go ahead if he did Erisin already. Okay, so what about a Shomer Siavim? That's also going ahead and like setting, finishing it up, making like a wife. Yehoki Shomer Siavim Nami says Gemara Isha Velo Yavama. Isha implies like a wife, like a regular case of getting married, and not a Yavama, which is his own shtick of Torah, and therefore you're not allowed to go ahead and marry her. My Sabi Yoshua story time. What happened over there is he became the king. That's the Gemara Minahu in Nismana Lo. It says they appointed him, but he wasn't appointed, meaning not by the Sanhedrin. Rashi says, "Klomer Hamelech Mineu, Aval Achiv a Kohanim b'Sanhedrin Lo Mineu Minuhu." They did not appoint him. Nistam de Lo. Rashi says, "Nistam de Lo Ketani, to have a Mashma de Roy Hoy Lekach." If it was Mineu, then it makes sense that he was supposed to, he was just picked. But Nistam No, that means he was actually voted in. Amar of Yosef, if it says Kitir Kachazina Hacha. I see there was some bad stuff going on. Rashi says, Kesher Shal Rishoyim Ani Roakan. You know, the, hanging out with bad posse. Shaloha Yerotwe Lekach, Ela Shanos and Mobim Renu. They gave, you know, they paid for it. They became the king. The Kohen Gadol. The Amar Avasi. Tarkava Dedinre, Ailele Marta Basbaisus Liane Malka. It's about the money. A Tarkav of gold. It was, he gave over, she gave over. Marta Basbaitis gave. The Yanai ad the Mokile the Yoshua ben Gamla Bakane Ravave until he made Yoshua ben Gamla the Kohen Gadol. It was not the greatest time of Jewish history when they used to buy the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol. Next Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Shemei Sachiv. Let's say you have a Kohen Gadol and his brother dies. And now you have a Yibim situation comes up. Choletz Flomei Abim Duchalitza and not Yibim. Says Rashi, Choletz Kohen Gadol Flomei Abim Dalmana he Vasurlo. She's Dalmana and therefore it's Aser to him. Tosa says, even though we have this in the previous Mishnah, that if he doesn't take a Shomer Siavim and becomes a Kohen Gadol, over here it's coming to tell us that you have to come and do Chalitza, because you would have thought it to be Zayin for a Kohen Gadol to go and to be spit in front of him. If we don't do Chalitza, we say, nope, you do Chalitza. It's like the Gemara, Kapasik Vitani, when we say it straight up, Lo Shlamin Erisim, Lo Shlamin Nisuin, like it seems it doesn't make a difference whether it was from Erisim or Nisuin that this woman falls to him. Bishlamim and Nisuin, instead of a case of Nisuin, the Kohen Gadol can't do Yibam on her, because I say, Velosa Asehu, because this is going to be an Asay and a Losa Asay. What's Asay and Losa Asay? The Asay is, Kiyim Besula Me'amav Yikach Isha, that's the Asay, you have to think of Besula. And the Losa Asay is, Amana Lo Yikach, Ve'en Asay, Docha Losa Asay, Ve'asay. Asay is Docha Losa Asay, and an Asay. Yes, so we have on the one side of not taking her, it says again, Ki im besula me'am of yikach isha, that's the assay of, in reference to who he's marrying over here. And then we have amana lo yikach, but we have another one, the assay of, to do yibam, right? Yivama yovo ola, but we can't go, yivama yovo ola, and assay, ki bidoch an assay, and a los assay. Ela mina erisin, but in the case of erisin, we thought maybe she'd do bia, right? Because yovo assay of yivama yovo ola, yitchas a los assay of Amana Lo Yikach. So why doesn't he marry her? In such a case, if it's from Erison. This should sound familiar because we said this earlier in the Masechta. We're not worried about the first Bia. That's not a problem. The problem is, after that, he's not allowed to be with her anymore. Because the first time he's with her, okay, that's a mitzvah Yibam. But doing it time afterwards, you no longer have the essay. And therefore, you have the los essay of not being with an Almana. So, therefore he has to get rid of her. Next Mishnah, Kohen Hedyot, Lo Yisa Ailinis. A regular Kohen is not allowed to marry an Ailinis. Ailinis, remember, is a woman who can't have any children, so you can't marry her. Elim Kain, Yeshlo Isha Ubadim, unless he has another wife or he has kids, says Rashi. Rishon the mitzvah al peruv ruvia v'odin liyisrael. It's a mitzvah to peruv, similar to Yisrael. But Gemara Mefarash, I might not get Kohen. Why are you saying Kohen over here? This is anyone. Avuda Omer, even though he has a wife and kids, Lisa Alan, he says, not an island. She's Zona Amur Batorah, he says, because that's called the Zona of the Torah. Rashi says, Gemara, my first time. The Gemara is explaining what exactly that means. That's not a Zona. A zona is someone who is a gioris, she converts. Valmushukhrer, so Rashi says the bias akum the eved pasla, because the bia of a non-Jew and a slave are pasla them, simushkhrer, for shenivala. And if you have somebody who, it's one sentence, for shenivala bias nus, someone involved in bias nus, Rashi says kergonia, yisraelis, and if elis lipasla, you have a Jewess that has a relationship with someone who's pasla to her. That is where we have a zona. Lomashal, she's with a nasin or with a Rashi says kigun yisrael. Yeah, it's someone like a mamzer or something like that. Zokta gemar amali reish galus halav huna. He says my time. What's the reason that he says that a kohen is not let him marry an island? It's mishum pir verivia. You're gonna say because of pir revu, but a pir verivia kohanim who the mifka devisol mifka dey. It's only kohanim are chayiv in that. But Yisraelim are not chayiv in that. Amalei says back to mishum de kaboy lemisli sefer, because we wanted to say in the sefer that Rabbi Yehuda Omer afa pishish lo isha, even if he has a wife, beep turn the page. Samachal mabeis vishish lo banim any has or let's say his kids lo isha island is she zona amur batora da zona kohanim who the mipkedi v'yisrael lo mipkedi mikapti, because only kohanim are not allowed to be with the zona, but Israel doesn't have that issue. Shemach Gedani Kohen. Therefore, it dafka says Kohen in order to just keep it real, but lemaisa keep it consistent with the seifa. Lemaisa, yes, it's talking about in Reisha also that they have to have puravu. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, my time of Rabbi Huda. What's Pshat in Rabbi Huda? He says that an island is a zona. The Chsiv, because the pasuk says in Hosea, Achlu velo yisbau hisnu velo yifrotsu. It says they're going to eat but not be satiated. They're going to be promiscuous, but they're not going to have any kids. What does that mean? Kol biyash ein lapirza eino ella bilas nus. Anyone that's not going to be like yifritzu, b'nei so paru v'yifritzu v'yitzu v'yishitzu v'yiv. No, b'nei so paru v'yishitzu v'yivu. Okay, wrong word. Ufaratzda, ufaratzda, ufaratzda yad bavakin ma tafana v'negma. We're not going to be a pirza and go out and have lots of kids. And that's considered znus. And yoh, the supram for the coin. It says the Gemara, Tanya Rolim Tenebraisa. Rabbi Lezer Omer coin, lo yisaz a katana, can't marry a katana. Now, Amar Leib of Chistel Rabbi says, "Puk Ayin Bar." Says, "Go understand what in the world does that mean? Why is he saying that he can't marry Katana?" The Arta Boi La Rav Huna Minach. Even in the night of Huna is gonna ask you about this. Nafak Ayin Bar. So Rabbi went and he looked into it to see what's going on, and he came back with the following: Rabbi Eliezer Savor Love Me Rabbi Kerbi Meir Vesavor Kerbi Huda. See, Rabbi Eliezer, who said this idea that don't marry a Katana, he was a Kerbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda Savor Like Rabbi Meir the Chayish Lemiuta. He was a Kerbi Meir that he is Choshesh for the Miut. That is, he goes according to the minority. Says Rashi, at the time of the Kamar Katan Shami Yimsa, we're going to see that maybe some issue is going to come up, which is an unusual type of issue, but you see that Hachanami Chayish Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe you're going to find that she's an islandess. So he's choshesh for lemiuta. V'savel k'rabbi Yehuda, damar island is zona havia. So Yehuda holds an islandess is a zona. And that's what it was like him. And he holds like Rabbi Meir to say a katana, she might be an islandess. Maybe she's not able to have kids. And therefore, don't marry a katana. U'k'rabbi Meir misavar la. What? Come on. You really want to say that Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Meir, that he goes like by the minority? V'atanya, look at the b'risa. Katanu katana lo choltsin v'lo miyabnin. Both a katan, the boy, or the girl, can't do chalitza and they can't do yibum. Divi Rabbi Meir. As I gzokt Rabbi Meir. Amru lo Rabbi Meir. They said to Rabbi Meir, Yofa amarta she'in choltsin. Okay, it makes sense. He said they don't do chalitza. Ish ksiv b'parsha, because it says v'im lo yachbotza ish l'kachas yivimto, if the man doesn't want to take her, so then you go ahead, it says Rashi b'parsha chalitza, right? You bring that parsha, it says that fine. So you say that he can't do chalitza umar kshinan ish al ish. Therefore, when we do a hekesh of the woman to the man, so then he can't do chalitza by either one of them. Ella my time ein miyam, why can't they do yibum? The same thing about Yibam. Amalaham, so he says, Katan Shem Yimitz a Sris. Maybe the Katan's going to be a Sris, which means he can't have any children. He's not going to really get old enough. Not going to mature. Katana Shem Timsal Amulus. Maybe she's going to be an Amulus. Vidim said a Pogim Be'erva, and you're going to end up that, that as Rashi so beautifully says, Pogim Be'erva, Kevin the Labinei Akamas, shame, Ninu. The only reason why you're allowed to go and marry your brother, your dead brother's wife, is in order to be make him shame. But if you're not going to be able to have kids anyway, so then it's not considered a mitzvah. Shalom kol mitzvah, drachmana patre. The chsev asher teled, prat lionless. If she's not able to have kids, then it's donskis. That was all the words of Rabbi Meir. And remember what we were trying to say here. You said Rabbi Meir, so I was like Rabbi Meir. But Vitanya, another bais, says, Ketana mi abemis, abemis. Veino chaletzes, she is able to do yibum. You can do yibum on her butt. She can't do chalitza. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, clearly against Rabbi Meir over here. Eh? What you going to do with that? Bam! Rashi says, what does it mean? Veino chaletzes, but deino nifter l'shok b'chalitzasa. Dein maise ketana klum. The actions of a ketana is nothing. Avamasi abemis v'tigdal. And so she'll go up by him. But this guy mitzvah yibam. The kind of mitzvah yibam. So it clearly does not hold like Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi, you want to say Rabbi Eliezer was like Rabbi Meir? That's not true. And by the way, you know what else? He also said he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He says that a zona is an island. He says, no, that's not true either. Because Rabbi Yehuda misavar lo. Atani mo'tan abayi says, zona kishma. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Says Rashi, what does that mean, Kishma? It says, Lashon Toa, which means to stray. Shatoa mitachas baila. She strays from her husband, Lachem, to someone else. Rabbi Eliezer ain't zona ela eishas ish. Has to be someone who's married. So clearly that doesn't work either. Rabbi Kiva Armi says, zona zumuf keres. Which means she makes herself hefka. Rashi says, vafilo pnuya. Meacha shefkiri atzma lechol kriya zona. Ava mishum bi'ila, bi'ila achas lohaiva zona pnuya. But if it's only one time, then that's not considered a zona. Another way of looking at this, number three, Rabbi Masia ben Charish Omer, afilu halach bailil hashkosa, even if her husband wanted to go ahead and make her have the sota, uba'a lebederech, and he has a relationship with her, asa zona, he makes her into a zona. Rashi explains that halach bailil lebezan agod of alicha lashkosa, he brought her to go drink, me'amarim, shekina lo, because he warned her, v'nisto, and she went and she did it, v'asura lo, and now she went along with this man, was allowed to, she's asa to him, achetishteh, until she goes and drinks it, asa zona, if he goes and bees with her, yeah. If he bees with her now, then that's a problem. Hol v'nivela lip l'pasula v'im meis asur l'koin. And now if he ends up dying, now she's going to be asur to koin. Number four, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, zona, zo islandis. It is an islandis. There's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Remember, it doesn't match up, though. V'chachamim, they say, ein zona eli gi'oris v'mishucheres v'shinivela l'biyos nos, like we saw in the Mishnah. That a zona is if she converted, or she was freed as a slave, or she was involved with be'ilas zonos. Rashi now spells out the case of what this is talking about. Gioris the nivela b'nechrihusa, because l'ovde kochavim, she was with a ovid kochavim at the time, v'chein mishukhreris, the ovid kochavim, the evid, hol v'la b'nekidushin inu pasle, since they can't be married, they're called pasle. Visha nivela means a pasle, like we're going echad mikola rayos, we're going bas yisrael and nasin umamzer, like we brought up in the mission. Number six, Rabbi Lazar Omer, he says, panoi abala p'nuyah shalol shem ishos, we go to a relationship, and not for the sake of ishos, that itself is nus. We saw this yesterday or 2 days ago, right? Daf nun tes. So zona, that makes her into a zona. So again, nonetheless, what do we see out of they're all said and done? That looks like Rabbi got rocked over here. Rabbi Eliezer is not going along with Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara. So what's pshat that he says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that a kohen can't marry a ketana? Ela amar of adarava hacha b'kohen gadlas kinnun. We're talking about a kohen gadol. Why is this a problem? Because lemas kanilo, when is he going to actually be kohen her? That's only lichi gadlo, when she becomes a gadlo. Rashi says the kedusha ketana lav klumein v'havi lika nusas atzmo umafutas atzmo, and that's a problem. Rashi says ba'ulahi, and at that point she ends up being a ba'ula, and we know she's a non-virgin, and a kohen is not allowed to marry a ba'ula. So tomorrow we can now come with the southpaw. We're going to knock this sucker out. Literally, the destroyer of hearts. What are you talking about? What's the case? If you want to say this, talking about that her father married her off. If father marrying off, he acquires her exactly at that moment, and therefore it's completely a good marriage. She married herself off, and she was a ketana. Father died, her brother or mother married her off. How Rabbi Eliezer, he Villa Rabbanon, you're saying that's going to be Rabbi Eliezer and not the Rabbanon? Rest is Bitamia. The Ketana El, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kohen Lu Yusas Ketana, that's Mashma, the Pligia Rabbanon Alev, the Kohen Gadol, me Pligia Rabbanon, do they argue on that? Of course not. We're going to say that a Kohen Gadol, that everybody who's a Kohen Gadol can't marry a Ketana if it's that she's doing it to herself. Ella, Merava, Rabbi comes and gives another reason why he can't marry a. I realize this is not a Ketana. Leo Lumba Kohen Hedge, talking about regular Kohen. Vichayshin and Shema Tiftach, Tif. Tispata Olaf, we're worried that maybe she is going to be seduced while she is married to him to somebody else, says Rashi. Betizna Olaf, Levishain Badas, she doesn't have Das, Klum, I mean, she doesn't know how to go ahead
and fight it off. Rashi says, das chalim. Right? Okay, so she's going to go ahead and she's going to fall to it and do the wrong thing over here. Says the Gemara, ihachi sal nami, then a regular yid, you know, what are you talking about, a coin over here? Even a regular yid shouldn't be able to marry a girl like that. Says the Gemara, pitu kitana onesu. A pitu of kitana, a seduction of a young girl, is ones. Ones be yisrael, mishashari, and if that's the case by an Israelite yisrael, that's fine. Only by a coin, is it a problem? Not by a yisrael. So that's the answer why. He says a regular coin is not marry kitana, because maybe she's going to be seduced, she's going to sleep with somebody else, and this is going to be also to her husband, as opposed to yisrael, wouldn't be also to the husband at that stage. But Papa, I'm another answer. But coin gadol, we're actually talking about a coin gadol. The high tana, when it's going according to the following tana, the time ruling tana braisa, bisula. Yachul Kitana, the pasuk says that a kohen gadol has to marry a besula. So you would have thought that he can marry a kitana because she's a besula. Tavad lomer isha, the pasuk says isha. Isha yachul bogeris. Since it says isha, you would have thought she could marry a bogeris. Tavad lomer besula. Says a besula. So therefore, we can tell you what, that if the besula is not a bogeris, who by a bogeris we said is not the same level of besula. Ha ketzad. So how do we understand this? Who is he allowed to marry then? Yatsa Samikla Katna, someone who left being a Kitana, Vilachal Bagus Labasa, but she didn't come to that stage. We know this girl called a Naira. So we see over here that what a Kohen Gadol, it's going to be usher for her to marry a Kitana, and that's where Rabbi Lezer is coming from. Answer number two. Either it's a Kohen, his first answer. Answer number two is it's still the Kohen Gadol. Answer number three, Rabbi Lezer is Rabbi Nachman Yitzchakomer. Hi Tana, who's going to be following Tana? The Tanya belongs to the Baisa, Besula. Ein besula ela naira. This is by Kohen Gadol. Has to marry a besula. And what's a besula? A naira. Vechenu omer v'anaira tovas mara meod besula. Interesting to know. Tosis points out of here. Don't we say that she was really 3 years old at the time? Must be. There are different opinions of here. Really, she wasn't three. Maybe she was older than that. Maybe she was 12. Okay, nonetheless, we see again that this is from this price I come to say that a basula is a naira. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar comes on and he says, Panuay Abala Panuya Shalul Shem Ishas Aso Zona. When we said that was part of the price we brought, Amrav Amram ain halachic Rabbi Elazar. Lacha does not go according to Reb Elazar. The Panay Panuya is a zona that is not true, is not how we paskin. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.